Good evening, I'm Gary Black with a KUAC Newsminer update. A plan to create a veteran cemetery in the Fairbanks area is growing again after a push by Interior Legislator Representative David Guttenberg. In 2005, Guttenberg brought a proposal before the Alaska Legislature to create a veteran cemetery in the region, but efforts ultimately stalled. This year, Guttenberg approached Governor Bill Walker during the legislative session and encouraged the governor to revisit the plan. In 2013, the state believed it had found a parcel of land suitable for the cemetery on a 40-acre plot off Goldmine Trail near the Steese Highway. However, that land was later deemed unfit because of permafrost. In 2014, the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs announced it had purchased 320 acres in Fox for $2 million. The plot in Fox, however, did not have an accessible road. And in 2016, the United States Department of Veteran Affairs said it would not allow the state to compete for a multi-million dollar cemetery construction grant until there was a viable road on the property. Now the state is considering a spot in an old rock pit along the Parks Highway, 8 miles south of Vester, currently owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The current plan is to purchase the new land with leftover funds in the project's original budget and then use the sale of the land in Fox to fund construction at the new site. As soon as the land in Esther is purchased and the sale of the land in Fox is completed, construction on the project can move forward. That, however, is expected to take several years. For the first time ever, there's some cell service along the Dalton Highway. GCI launched coverage late last month in the Coldfoot area. Company spokeswoman Heather Handyside says service is available in the vicinity of a tower constructed near Mi 175 of the Dalton.
We've just completed a $500,000 cellular tower, and our customers on that area of the highway, probably about a 15-mile stretch around the tower, will be able to access calls, text, and also 3G data services.
Handyside says the tower is the first of several GCI is planning to construct over the next year and a half to 2 years to extend coverage along the 415-mile-long road between Live and Good and Dead Horse. The highway, which crosses the Yukon River and Arctic Circle, is a popular tourist route, as well as year-round supply conduit for North Slope oil fields.
I believe this is the longest stretch of highway in America without cell coverage, so this will be a huge improvement to public safety for users of the highway, both travelers and the trucking companies who use it. I think there's over 250 trucks a day at times on the highway, so it's busy.
Mobile communication along the Dalton Highway or Hall Road is currently primarily via CB, radio, and satellite phone. Handyside said the addition of cell service along the Dalton is part of $30 million GCI is spending to expand coverage statewide. 19 mushers have registered to run the 2018 Yukon Quest. Opening day to sign up was Saturday, and 10 veterans and 9 rookies have committed to compete in next February's 1,000-mile sled dog race from Fairbanks to Whitehorse. The early registrants include defending champion Matt Hall of Two Rivers and past Yukon winners Alan Moore of Two Rivers and Hugh Neff of Toke. Another 21 mushers signed up for the Quest 300. Two Fairbanks City Councilmen are introducing an ordinance at tonight's meeting to improve the council's fiscal responsibility when approving labor contracts. Council members David Pruse and Jerry Cleworth are sponsoring the ordinance, which stems from the council's approving of the Fairbanks Firefighters Union contract in May. At the time, the councilmen opposed the contract because of the city's tight budget and lack of funding to pay for it. If the new ordinance passes, the sponsor of a labor contract ordinance would need to provide additional information if the funding source includes any general fund balance or savings. The council member sponsoring the ordinance would need to do three things. First, identify the amount of money coming from the general fund balance or savings. Second, identify the impact of the fund balance. And third, identify the impact on the mayor's obligation to produce a balanced budget. Also at tonight's meeting, Mayor Jim Matherly would like to include boxes that give diversity council applicants the option to check off their ethnicities or sexual orientations when applying for a spot on the council. He doesn't want to judge people based on their appearance when he interviews them for the council, but he does want applicants to say which communities they are representing. Mayor Matherly said, "The diversity council is different than other councils. You want to make sure it's diverse. We want to find out what is diverse about the applicants." Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. at Fairbanks City Hall, 800 Cushman Street. For more on tonight's stories or others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.